Are you there?
We're inside your brain. This is weird.
I mean, this is just the very beginning.
Welcome to a brand new season of
The Truth.
What's it gonna be like?
I hope it's really poignant.
I think it's gonna be kind of sexy, though, too.
Maybe it'll be fun.
But sometimes the truth is a little brutal.
Well, I would like that.
Today's story is by Casper Kelly, and it's a, I guess you'd call it a dark comedy about a guy who takes a stomach medicine that has some very unusual side effects. And it's fun and dark and brutal and all the things that you love. I should mention, it also has a lot of strong language and sexual content, and so it's not for children.
I'm excited to tell you that one of our favorite Radiotopia siblings, Ear Hustle, is back with a new season. Ear Hustle is a show about life inside prison, but it's not your typical prison podcast. Co-hosts Nigel Poor and Erlon Woods have recently been spending time at four California prisons and have a season's worth of funny, surprising, and unforgettable stories to share. In a recent episode, they were able to visit a groundbreaking prison hospice where they spoke to men who are grappling with the reality of dying inside prison. Also coming up this season are stories about the objects people keep inside their prison cells, complicated mom-daughter relationships in prison, and incarcerated people who wonder whether they've become too comfortable behind bars. Stories about life on the inside, told by those who live it. Find Ear Hustle wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we go. This is Possible Side Effects.
Driving in a car.
In a car.
In a car.
Guys, we're going to be late.
We're not going to be late. We're fine. Don't speed, because then you might get a ticket and we'll really be late.
Yeah, it's not like they're ever on time anyway, so.
Well, that's the truth.
Where are we going again? Kimmy, do you ever listen? The doctor. Oh, look, the flavored popcorn place went out of business.
Yeah, that old flavored popcorn place we never went to. Guys, whoever says, like, I've had a hard day, I'm going to go get me some flavored popcorn.
He's speaking of things popping up. Are you getting a boner?
Oh my God, Scarlett, will you stop?
I just want to know if he's got a popcorn fetish or something.
It could just be the vibrations of the car. I've heard that men...
Guys, it's just the jeans that just bunch it up.
Yeah, bullshit. I'm looking at it right now, and it's at least a partial.
Will you guys let the man drive?
I don't have a popcorn fetish, Scarlett, I promise.
You remember when they had some at work? It was good.
What, boners?
No, popcorn, flavored popcorn. There was that tin with a bunch of different flavors. Yes. It was like a caramel. And
was it one jalapeno or something hot?
Spicy.
Sriracha.
Jalapeno and butter toffee.
Yeah, some vendor bought it for us. I mean, that's the thing with flavored popcorn. Like, does anybody buy it for themselves? They always just buy it as a gift. If people won't buy it for themselves, is it any good?
What about baby wipes?
What?
Babies don't buy baby wipes for themselves.
No.
But they need them.
No.
What? That was a good point. Up right here.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm here to see Dr. Bennett.
And your name?
It's Joel Willis.
Okay, sign in here.
All right.
And has your insurance changed at all since the last time you were here?
No, it hasn't.
Okay, just have a seat. He'll be right with you.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow, there's lots of magazines in here.
Nice.
Guys, be careful. Some of these are put out by Big Pharma, and so the information here might not be 100% accurate.
Joel Willis?
Yes?
Come with me, please. All right, let's get you on the scale.
I bet you lost weight.
Let's see here. 287 pounds. A couple more pounds than it was 6 months ago.
It's probably your muscles. From all that working out you've been doing.
Or maybe his wallet got heavier.
2 pounds of receipts?
Yeah. You know, I totally took out my wallet last time.
Look, we are going to whip you into shape, okay? You're going to be walking more. You're going to be eating more vegetables.
All right. Wait here. Dr. Bennett will be seeing you shortly.
Okay. Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, nurse.
Wait, they're not going to ask you to get undressed? What kind of doctor's office is this? I wanted to see you bent over that table.
Guys, I'm getting nervous here. I don't know why. I'm getting really nervous.
Joel, listen to me. You have got nothing to worry about.
Yeah, we've got your back.
Do you want us to give you privacy in here?
Oh, no, not at all. I want you guys here. Thanks. guys are really awesome.
I still want to see you undress. Oh. This location is too perfect not to fulfill my doctor-patient sex fantasy.
And exactly what would happen in the sex fantasy?
Hello, Mr. Willis.
Hi.
Let's see. This is a follow-up about your stomach spasms. We put you on Intestilex.
Yes.
And how many spasms have you been having?
None. It's really been amazing, Doctor.
Oh, excellent.
I should stay on Intestilex for sure. I mean, this thing, it's like a miracle drug.
Well, it's done its job, so that won't be necessary. You can stop the medication immediately. But I do recommend a follow-up in about 6 months.
Wait. I thought this was something I was going to keep taking to keep from the spasms, you know, from coming back.
Nope. You're cured, my friend.
Yeah, but I was hoping to stay on it.
I don't understand. You know, if the symptoms are gone, why do you want to stay on the medication?
Well, that's the thing. I've been getting this, like, side effect.
Well, all the more reason. Is it headaches? You know, you can put a damp washcloth over your eyes and lie down in a cool, dark place.
No. I've been hearing voices.
What?
Yeah, I've been hearing voices.
You've been hearing voices?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you hearing voices right now?
Well, not right now. I mean, I'm talking to you.
Okay, Mr. Willis, you need to stop taking this medication right now.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I'm out of it. I need it.
Okay, have the voices told you to hurt yourself or others?
No, that's the thing. Voices are great. I mean, they're really great. They encourage me to get out of bed and get to work on time. They tell me that I'm sexy. I mean, they remind me to floss. They're giving me advice on how to move ahead at work.
What kind of advice are they giving you?
Damn good advice.
I mean, I used to let my boss walk all over me, and not anymore. Like, I stand up for myself.
Any paranoia? Any suicidal ideation?
He already said we were awesome.
No, if anything, it is like less bad thoughts than before, right? I mean, there's three of them, right? We got Kimmy, the sweet one.
Aw, thanks.
Then there's Tina, the sensible one. And then there's Scar, which she's pretty much always oogling me and trying to get my pants.
How does a voice in your head get in your pants?
Doctor, I don't know, but I'm telling you right now, she's trying.
Okay, Mr. Willis, are you seeing a therapist?
No.
Okay, I'm going to recommend that you see a therapist. I want you to try to get in this week.
Doctor, I don't need a therapist. I just need more Intestilex.
Well, I'm not giving you more of a medication that's making you hallucinate.
Yeah, but it's like a good hallucination.
Mr. Willis, this medication can cause permanent kidney damage. Do you understand that? It's not for prolonged use. Okay? And what if these voices change and they start telling you things you don't like?
They won't.
How do you know?
He knows more about it than you do.
Dr. Bennett, this drug is like a miracle. I mean, like, if people start taking this, do you know what could happen? Like, less people would be lonely, less suicides. These voices, I'm not even going to call them voices anymore, my friends, okay? There's something I don't have a lot of.
Aww.
They're essential to my health. They encourage me to take guitar lessons, and they love my playing.
He's really good.
Do you know how wonderful it is to play to a supportive audience?
Okay, we'll have the front office call and see if we can get you with a therapist tomorrow.
I don't need a therapist. I need more Intestilex, please.
I can give you some Prozac.
I don't want Prozac. I want my friends.
What an asshole. But you hurt him. Kidney damage. And, you know, what if we do start telling you to kill people or something?
Tina, you are such a fucking rule follower.
Scarlett, they are there for a reason.
Joel, what are we going to do?
On the plus side, your stomach spasms are cured.
Guys, I'm with Kimmy. I mean, I'm panicking. I don't know what I'm going to do. I took the last pill. I don't know how long it's going to last.
Joel, no matter what happens, you're going to be fine. You are a brilliant, brave, funny guy. You'll be okay.
I'm going to fold like a cheap card table.
No, you won't. God, you are better than that.
Card tables are actually very hard to fold. Remember that time you had to turn it over and almost stand on the legs to get them to, like...
That's because Joel forgot to push in the metal supporters.
Not the point, guys.
No, she has a point. That card table was both cheap and very hard to fold.
Why are you going into work after a 3 o'clock doctor's appointment? We should blow the day off.
No, he needs to make an appearance, what with Foster trying to undermine him at every step.
Good point.
Thank you.
Hey, Joel. Hey, I was looking for you.
Oh, hey, Foster. Yeah, I had a doctor's appointment. I sent out that email.
Oh, right. Get the camera up the old asshole yet? That's fun.
Yeah.
Fun for you, because you are all asshole. A walking, gaping asshole.
Hey, did you hear Ben's group came in under our bid?
What? Under? How?
Must be something you missed. Look, I'm going to need you to stay late and get me a new bid first thing tomorrow.
He's just saying stay late because it makes him feel powerful.
The bid isn't even due until next week.
I actually have plans tonight. but I'll bust my ass on it, and I'll get you a new bid by early afternoon tomorrow.
Okay, but I really need that bid to keep the lights on. Feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
You did it. You stood up to him, and he folded like a card table.
And you don't even have plans for tonight. You totally lied to him. Boom! Whoa, I'm starting to sound like Scarlett.
I don't sound like that. Hey, my voice is sounding weird too.
Oh, shit, guys. Oh, medicine's wearing off. Tina, what do I do?
Joel, it's gonna be okay. Keep flossing. Eat more vegetables.
Don't just stay in your apartment playing video games. Go out. Have adventures.
Make friends. You'll make friends better than us.
No, I won't.
Meet a nice woman and settle down.
But don't settle.
Keep practicing guitar.
And think of me every time you beat your
Scarlett. Joel.
Guys! Guys! Tina? Tina! Scarlett? Shit! Kimmy?
Joel? Who are you talking to?
You haven't even opened the spreadsheet yet.
I'm just thinking out loud how to attack this problem. It has to happen in my brain before I can send the numbers to my fingers to type.
Okay.
I'm gonna go for a walk.
A walk?
All right, come on, Joel. Come on, guys. What would you say? What would you say? Think, Joel. Think. What would Tina advise you to do? Yeah. Yep.
And what brings you in today?
Hi, doctor. Yeah, I've just had some horrible pains in my stomach, almost like spasms, sharp ones.
Mm-hmm. And how often?
Like 4 or 5 times a day. It's been going on for months, you know, and there's no rhyme or reason. It just keeps happening.
And have you taken anything for it?
Just like antacids. I was wondering, you know, I saw on TV that there was this drug called like Intesta something.
Intestilax.
Yeah. Do you think that could help?
Well, your symptoms describe exactly what Intestilax treats, but okay. It's a drug that may have side effects.
Well, I'll do anything to make this pain go away. Mm-hmm. It's just hitting me right now again.
And have you taken Intestilax before?
Have I taken? No, never.
Okay. Who is your primary care physician? I'd feel better if I had a full medical history.
Oh, doctor, I'd love to give that to you, but I just don't have it. I just moved here from overseas, so I you know that. Oh God, it hurts so much.
Okay, great. So I will prescribe you 30 days of Intestilax, but if you want a full course, you really need to get a primary care physician.
Understood. Thank you. Yeah. No. Now, how long would this take to kick in?
One to 2 days.
Oh, that's great. That's great. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, I just want to get, you know, I don't like to take drugs. I just want to let you know, but I'll give this Intestilax a shot.
There's a lady who's sure all that glitters a gold, all that glitters.
Ah, screw it. I'll just go play some Call of Duty.
No, keep playing. You sound great.
Kimmy? Hello? Hey, are you guys here?
We're back.
I am going to murder you, Joel. You lied to that doctor. Not cool.
Oh, I'm sorry, but I had to. I missed you guys.
We missed you.
Yeah.
We
did miss you.
Academy Award on the acting. Oh, there was a drug called Intesta something. Bravo.
Oh, thanks. You saw that?
Yeah.
We saw that you didn't really go out and make friends or have adventures, but you did play lots of video games where you had to shoot Nazis, so in a way, you did.
Good job. Sorry, you guys, can we please get back to the fact that Joel lied to the doctor?
Yeah, the point is you guys are back. That's what's most important.
The important thing, Joel, is that we don't want to see you hurt.
I'm hurt when you guys aren't around.
No, there's a reason that you can't take Intestilax for more than a certain period
of time. We're going on vacation.
Vacation?
Guys, vacation is a great thing. We should all go on vacation someday, but right now we need to talk about Intestilax.
We're going to Mexico.
Mexico, nice.
Yeah, I looked online. I can get all the Intestilax I need there.
Yes.
No prescription necessary.
No, guys, no. Joel, kidney damage. You can't seriously...
Maybe we'll even stay down there for good. I mean, who knows? I mean, it's not like I like my job anyways. Life is short.
Yeah, life is gonna be short.
Now you're talking risks, adventure.
You know, you could play guitar in Mexico professionally. You know how they have, like, Mexican musicians at Mexican restaurants here? You could play American music at American restaurants.
That's a great idea, Kimmy.
Kimmy, Joel is great at guitar, but a career as a busker can be pretty difficult to make a living, even for someone as great as Joel. So, not to mention the fact that Joel shouldn't be taking medicine without a prescription.
He got a prescription. He just... fudge the facts a little.
Well, if you guys will excuse me for a second, I'm sorry.
If you guys will excuse me while I stare at this amazing dish.
Scarlett, you're not supposed to look at it. Okay, I accidentally looked and it's nice.
You. Maybe later we could watch you jack it.
Okay.
Why is your pee pink?
Oh, God. There's blood in the urine. I'm not a doctor, but it's pretty clearly blood in the urine. We need to get you to a doctor right now.
They'll take away the medicine.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You have to go to a doctor, Joel.
Tina, you always say I'm smart, right?
Of course.
Then trust me on my choice on this. I want to be with you guys.
Joel, you're brilliant and kind and gorgeous, but if there's blood in your urine...
You taught me to stand up for myself, so here goes. I'm going to keep taking the medicine, and that's final.
You tell her, Joel.
Oh, Joel, I have a terrible feeling about this.
I don't want to live if it means living without you guys. We'll get through this together. We'll figure out how to do this. I don't know. I mean, if my kidney gets damaged, we'll find a pill to help my kidney. But we're going to make it work.
Yeah, you could go to medical school and find a cure for blood and pee in between playing professional guitar, of course.
I like your thinking.
Yeah, and then when they shoot the commercial for the drug you invented, you could write the jingle for it.
Yeah, there's a ton of money in music for commercials.
Maybe we have been a bad influence all this time, like the doctor said. Like, I don't know what to think anymore.
I didn't think you could get sexier, but guitarist Dr. Joel sounds pretty amazing. I mean, maybe they do a movie based off your life.
And who else would play me in a movie of my life? But me? I mean, that's if I take acting classes, of course.
Are you kidding me? You're an amazing actor already. Remember the doctor's office?
You're right!
Joel. I believe in you, Joel. Let's go to Mexico.
I want to see you jack it in Mexico.
We're going to Mexico!
Guys, I'm really worried about...
We're going to Mexico!
To Mexico.
To Mexico.
To Mexico! Mexico.
Possible Side Effects, written by Casper Kelly and produced and directed by me, Jonathan Mitchell. It was performed by Adam Wade, Hannah Chase, Marriott Strauss, Alana Fishbein, Dennis Pacheco, Anne Ananucci, Jeremy Bent, Noel Dineen, and Seth Lind. You can learn more about our show on our website, thetruthpodcast.com. Special thanks to the Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, our curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Radiotopia from PRX is made possible with support from the Knight Foundation. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Madeline Stouffer. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Adios.
Ciao, ciao.
Radiotopia.